Civil rights groups filed a series of lawsuits today accusing four major U.S. airlines of discrimination. The suits were brought on behalf of five passengers who argue they were removed from flights after September 11th because of the color of their skin. Only two of the plaintiffs are of Arab descent. NPR's Allison Aubrey has the story.
Michael Dasroth will never forget last New Year's Eve. The 32-year-old business consultant boarded a Continental Airlines flight in Newark, New Jersey in the early evening and thought he'd make it to Tampa in time to celebrate the holiday with his wife and two sons. Dasroth, a naturalized U.S. citizen who was born in South America, took his seat in first class. Next to him were two other men, one of Indian descent, another Filipino. Sitting quietly, Dasroth couldn't help but notice a passenger staring at him from a few rows back, a white woman traveling with a poodle. According to Dasroth, the woman got the attention of the pilot and said, quote, "Those brown-skinned men are behaving suspiciously."
And then the next thing I know, a Continental senior agent has come on board. He's calling out all our names. He asks us to gather our stuff and get off the plane.
Dasroth remembers first he was embarrassed and then outraged.
I really couldn't believe what was going on.
Dasroth says once removed from the plane, he was expecting some sort of security questioning or screening. But instead, Continental agents immediately apologized for the incident and booked him on the next flight out. His attorney, Reggie Shuford of the American Civil Liberties Union, argues this is not how the airline would have treated his client if he truly posed a threat.
That implies that this had nothing to do with security whatsoever. It had absolutely nothing to do with safety. It only, again, had to do with bias and indulging one passenger's hysteria.
Shuford will now try to convince a federal court that Continental Airlines broke civil rights laws. He's joined by the American Arab Anti-Discrimination Committee, who filed similar but separate cases today. David Cole, a Georgetown University law professor, explains these groups face tough legal challenges. First, they have to prove that the plaintiffs were removed from flights on the basis of ethnicity.
If they're able to show that, then it's open, I suppose, to the airlines to say, well, it was legal to do so in this circumstance because it was necessary to further a compelling interest of aviation security in a very short period of time.
The Department of Transportation has received complaints from about 150 passengers alleging discrimination by airlines since September 11th. Of these, 31 were filed by people removed from flights. When these complaints started piling up, the DOT issued a directive to airlines reminding them that ethnic discrimination is illegal and racial profiling will not be tolerated. But as Northwest Airlines' Mary Beth Schubert explains, airlines were also directed to put tighter security procedures in place. Her airline is named as a defendant in one of the cases filed today.
We're satisfied that our employees acted in accordance with FAA security directives and federal regulations.
The three other airlines named in the suits, Continental, United, and American, all declined to comment on today's litigation. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.